House Bill 1138, an act to increase the penalty for the stalking of certain children. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. For the record, my name is Mel Olson, and I'm the one of the two state representatives for District 20. Gonna make sure I'm on the right bill here. House Bill 1138 comes to you as a request from my state's attorney in Davidson County. A number of years ago, we created two stalking statutes. First, we created a statute for stalking adults, and that's a Class 1 misdemeanor. And then a year or two later, somebody, and I don't really know the legislative history, somebody decided that perhaps there should be a different crime for stalking a child. And so we created a statute to do that, but the crime was also a Class 1 misdemeanor. And the question from my state's attorney was, clearly somebody in the legislature thought that there was a difference between stalking a child and stalking an adult, and if in fact there is a difference, why are the penalties the same? So at his request, I brought in a bill to change stalking a child to felonious stalking in a Class 6 felony. In the House, they put on the amendment on line 6 that says, if you have intent to place the child in reasonable fear of death or great bodily injury, or to cause the child to reasonably fear for the child's safety. And that was the amendment in the House. And I would stand by for any questions at the appropriate time, Mr. Chairman.
Other questions of Representative Olson? Any questions? If not, yes, Senator Bogue.
Yes. Representative Olson. The amendment on line 7, I guess I'm a little bit confused by what the discussion on that amendment was. At your request or not at your request, and what could you relate to?
It was not at my request. It was put on by Representative Madsen, who I understand is the deputy state's attorney, for reasons of his own. I don't know what those reasons were. I would not view taking that out as any way unfriendly. My only purpose was to advance the cause of my state's attorney to make a difference between the two crimes.
On the same issue here, a key word on line 6 is intent, right?
That's so the current statute.
And the intent, the way it reads now, I would read it I would ask you, do you see that word intent applies both to placing the child in reasonable fear of death or great bodily injury, and also the intent to cause reasonable fear?
I would, Mr. Chairman. That would be my personal interpretation.
It could be read either way.
And again, I have no view one way or the other. This was the wisdom of the House Committee.
I think it's a little unclear, but...
Thank you, Mr.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, you know...
Senator Duggan.
I'm sorry. Could one make the contention that you cannot charge someone under this statute unless they show that their intent is to cause the child fear? They intend, rather than they're just stalking the child surreptitiously without the child knowing that, but you need to show they intended to cause the child to fear. Is that the mm-hmm. way you read it?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Either to place the child in reasonable fear of death or bodily injury, or intent to cause the child to fear.
I, Mr. Chairman, if I could, I do think that's an accurate interpretation by Senator Dugard. The only thing I would say, of course, if we have concerns with that, that's currently the statute, and currently the penalty is a Class 1 misdemeanor, same as the adults. And frankly, both statutes have mirror language. The only difference is the age.
Senator Olson, Representative Olson, would you agree that intent is an important element here?
Well,
of
I
this
think...
crime?
You know, I guess I understand what the committee's talking about. I mean, you could have a situation where somebody really does mean a child harm, but the child doesn't know what's going on and perhaps be unable to charge that person. I guess I would argue that would be the situation today. I think the question before this body is if this bill is defeated, then we're saying that the statute stays exactly the same with all the concerns about intent, but yet the penalty for stalking a child under this language is exactly the same as stalking an adult. That's really the question.
Intent is, of course, old language.
Right.
Yeah. Any further proponents of House Bill 1138? Any further proponents?
Good morning. I'm Tony Sanchez. I'm Chief Legal Counsel for the Department of Social Services. And just want to say, for the Unit for Child Abuse Prosecution out of the Department of Social Services, we support this bill. It's just another tool in our arsenal to get at these people who seem to have a penchant for children. It's that simple. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions of Mr. Sanchez? Not. Thank you very much, Tony. Any further proponents of House Bill 1138?
Could I add one more thought?
You may.
Thank you. In consultation with my legal counsel, former Speaker Rex Haig, he pointed out that if you read this, he believes that really you could do any of these and be charged. You could willfully, maliciously, and repeatedly follow, or you could harass, or you could make a credible threat, or you could have the intent. And so...
I think I wouldn't agree with the latter or the intent. You got to have intent for any of this.
Well,
I don't want to speak for Mr. Haig.
Senator Bogue.
There are three separate clauses now in this sentence. There is any person can do one of the three things: willfully, maliciously, and repeatedly follow or harass. That's one.
Right.
Any person who makes a credible threat with the intent to put a person and child in reasonable fear of death or great bodily injury, that's two, or any person that causes a child to reasonably fear for a child's safety. Intent is not required for the last sentence or in the last clause.
I think that's arguable, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'd encourage you to break the sentence down. If I'm wrong, I think that without the additional language in line 7, it used to be either or an intent required for either of them.
You don't think the intent applies to the new language?
No. I think anyone who scares a kid now is going to be guilty of a Class 6 felony.
Chair, could you read then if the clause that requires the intent can stand alone, then how would the sentence read without that clause? I mean, if the intent isn't needed, then can you take that clause out and make the sentence structure read correctly?
Sorry, which clause?
Well, if you don't need intent,
any person who causes a child reasonably fear for the child's safety, I think it was added in without a lot of thought, and apparently was not with the sponsor's request. So,
Senator Olson, would you think that on line six, the very end of the line after the word "or," we should add "with intent"?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't have your engrossed bill. What I have is my line 6 and 7 says younger with the intent to place that child in reasonable. Here we go. Let me look at this. Okay, Mr. Chairman, could you go again now that I have one of these?
Okay, just adding at the end of line 6 after the word "or" with intent.
That would be fine with me, Mr. Chairman.
Seems to me if we're going to make this a felony, there's got to be intent there. It can't be a mistaken, just an inadvertent or unintentional causing the child to reasonably fear.
I agree, Mr. Chairman. Young children cry when I enter the room all the time, so I would go to prison for that.
Can we move that amendment then to add at the end of line 6 the words "with intent"? Okay, Senator Koskin moves it. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor of that amendment indicate by saying aye. Opposed? Okay, that amendment is on the bill. Are there any further proponents of House Bill 1138? I thought my intern was going to testify. Are there any opponents of House Bill 1138? Any opponents? If not, we'll close the testimony open to committee motion and discussion. Is there a motion? Is there a motion? The move to pass. Is there a second? Seconded by Koskin. Discussion. No discussion. We'll proceed to vote. Secretary will call the roll.
No.
Aye. Do we need four for passage?
Yes.
We need four for passage. Can we entertain a motion to defer a vote on until? Okay, we'll move House Bill 1138 to the bottom of the calendar for purposes of voting.